For all your inside backstage information, listen to Access Bodybuilding.
Welcome back to Access Bodybuilding with me, Aaron Singerman, and my co-host, Christina Liberatore. What's in the news for this week, Christina?
Derek Anthony out of the hospital. Sergio Oliva passes away. Dallas McCarver joins BSN. Jay signs contract to do the Olympia. Dan Hill leaves bodybuilding for MMA. NPC Nationals in review all this week and more on Access Bodybuilding.
Yeah, Christina, I would be remiss if one of the pieces of news in the industry, I guess, especially in the industry that surrounds RX Muscle, is the leaving of an employee. You know, people on the boards and stuff, we didn't really do too much to address it. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail now, but I will say that our VP of radio is gone. He was let go recently. Jeff, the producer, Jeff Bloom is his full name, and he's no longer employed with us at RX Muscle. And so I feel like as a show that covers the industry news, I feel like we have to at least mention that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. If people only listen to Access or only listen to like Heavy Muscle, I don't really want to say Heavy Muscle, but only listen to some of the shows, they may not know, how much was done behind the scenes. Sure. Exactly. They may not know who Jeff the producer is. If you've watched Heavy Muscle TV or listened to Heavy Muscle Radio, you're on the boards.
Right.
Of course you know who he is. But I definitely think it's good, especially when, if people no longer see him.
Right.
There'd be a lot of, confusion. So I think it's good, with someone like that we do need to kind of address it and bring it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting because you bring up a good point. I a lot of times people will tell me that, I guess most people who are on RX Muscle don't have an opportunity to read the boards regularly, And so a lot of times we'll cover a topic on Access Bodybuilding that if you read the boards, you probably know all about. But most people that are listening don't read the boards. So maybe a lot of people aren't really familiar. But Jeff put together all of the radio shows. He edited them. So when you listen to Access Bodybuilding today, you'll actually listen to me putting it together because Jeff is no longer with us. So Johnny Styles is taking over. Johnny is very, very adept at editing video, audio. So he's moving to New York from Puerto Rico for the job, and he's moving into Jeff's downstairs apartment at Dave's house, and or Jeff's previous downstairs apartment, and taking over the job full time. So I'm very excited to have Johnny on board, and I know he's going to bring a very positive attitude and kind of a sense of team that we didn't have before.
Yeah, it's always a tough transition bringing someone new in, but even just the last couple of days, even with me getting ready for Muscle Girls, putting that show together, even us doing Access Now, I think the transition will be pretty easy. I think it'll be kind of seamless, and not too many people will see a big difference right away. So that's the only other thing, when you see big transitions come, you wonder if that's going to affect the product. But I think we'll be okay. I think everything's going to be okay.
Yep. So I wish Jeff luck in his future, and I hope that he gets everything that he deserves.
I definitely wish him well as well.
Christina, so let's talk about you for a second. You got something big coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm already married, so that's not any big news. No, I'm not having a baby. But I'm doing the Iowa Bikini Pro this yep. weekend in Iowa, Jack Tony's show, and super excited. About 3 days, 3-4 days out now, and that's it. You know me. I usually don't have to diet too terribly long, or I don't complain or bitch too much. So I'm just excited to get on stage. I was supposed to do the St. Louis show and had health reasons in my family. So the last show I did was the St. Louis Pro in March. And wow. I'm notorious for doing like 6 shows a year. I did that last year. So I'm happy to finally be able to get on stage again. So I'm looking forward to it.
You have the competitor list now, right?
Yes. Let me see. I think I've got the comparator list up. There's only 10 girls that are doing it, including myself. Yeah. There's, do you want me to read off the list at all? Do you want me to give a little preview?
Yeah.
We've got Gigi Amaro, from New Jersey, Jennifer Chapman. She's done, pretty well. She's been in the top three, top five. Lacey DeLuca. I think she's also kind of a favorite going in. She'll definitely do really well. She took second in Fort Lauderdale, I think. Sandy,
she'll be tough competition, although in my opinion, you should definitely beat her. But
yeah, I think it'll be good. We have two totally different looks, So, you know, I think it just depends on, you know, the look that, that the judges want. It's not like we're similar and it's good comparison. We're two totally different sides of the spectrum. Sandy Forsythe, Crystal Green, Michonne Letty, I think she did pretty well recently too. Ashley LeBlanc just did well, I believe, at the Sacramento
show. New Orleans girl, Odo's Angel from New Orleans, yes.
LeBlanc, yep, she's from Louisiana. Myself, Nicole Monier, a fellow Chicagoan. She was one of the only handful of girls that did the Cheroux Classic. She was third. And then also Brittany Young. So small show. And I got to say, though, people have been talking about this a lot online lately, like Twitter and Facebook, that I'm surprised with all of these pro cards that we're just giving out at Nationals.
Yeah, where are all the girls? It's a good point.
Yeah, where are they? I feel like we haven't had a lot of pro debuts, and there's, you know, like, 30-something pro cards given to the women this last weekend, and, you know, I'm just surprised to not see more new girls hitting the stage. I don't know. Maybe they're intimidated. I don't know.
Good point. Good point. That's a very good point. I would think that we would have, you know, almost all of those girls would want to do this show.
Yeah. I don't know. But very excited. Nice little lineup there. Looking forward to giving some good results, hopefully, next week.
You better get some points. You should win this one. I mean, you better win.
Either way, I'm hoping to walk away with some good solid points to go towards the Olympic qualifications.
All right, so let's get to our list of topics. First on our list today is really a short topic, but since we talked about Derek Anthony last week being in ICU, I want to be able to give out the good news that Derek is out of the ICU. He is recovering still, but he is no longer in any kind of imminent danger. I've texted back and forth with him, and he feels very lucky to be alive.
I am super happy to see that he is alive and well. You know, he's such a great guy, and it sucks when you see someone like that not just having little health issues or the typical issues that go on in bodybuilding, like a tear, or, you know, with Dave, although it's not typical with him, you know, pulling his quad and all of that. You know, it's tough when you see someone who's a great kind of answer for the sport going through this. So that's, I'm definitely happy that he's okay. Do we know, if this is like for good? Does he have to go in again for any follow-ups or anything?
I'm sure he's going to, I mean, 100%. He still has going through dialysis and everything. So I'm sure that they're going to keep a very close watch on Derek, you know, since of all the other problems, he's had health problems, but, you know, at least he's out of imminent danger and, you know, on the road to recovery. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have him on Access Bodybuilding for an interview or something in the near future. You'll definitely hear from Derek in the near future. He is also, Dave decided since he is kind of had another chance at life that he'll give him another chance at RX Muscle. So his ban has been lifted. He'll be back on RX Muscle. You may even see a Derek Anthony radio show as part of the RX Muscle umbrella. So
very nice. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Sergio Oliva passes away. And, you know, I read, John Hansen, our men's bodybuilding historian, just turned in quite a memorandum or a memorial, excuse me, for Sergio. And it's really, really good and very thorough. So it's a little too long to read, but I do encourage everybody to go to the front page of RX Muscle and check it out. Great pictures he got there too. John is really a serious historian of the sport. And but on the other hand, we have another historian of the sport who wrote a little personal story that I wanted to read. Peter McGough was the editor-in-chief of Flex Magazine for, I think, almost 20 years, I believe.
Yeah.
Friend and confidant of Joe Weider and an enormous fan of bodybuilding. And, you know, he's like John, except he's a little older. So he has been to all the shows. John's been to, you know, the very first Arnold and all these Olympias and everything. Well, Peter McGough has been to everything since the late 60s. So this is something he wrote on muscular development, actually, and I want to read it. It's not too long. Here you go. So there I sat at Victoria Palace Theatre, London, on Saturday afternoon, September 18th, 1971. Rod Stewart's Maggie May was at the top of the charts. In soccer, Brian Clough's Derby County, you'll be riveted to hear, were on course to win the English First Division. Nixon was in the White House, and I, wearing bell-bottoms, sideburns, and an exaggerated lat spread, proudly made my way to my seats to witness this year's NABBA Pro Universe. I was a kiddie down in the big smoke for my once-a-year outing with the rest of the gang from Stewart's Gym, Nottingham, for the big event of the year, where we took ample opportunity to strut and flex our growing stuff with the rest of the nation's muscle wannabes. The previous year, I witnessed Arnold win the Pro Universe with Reg Park second and Dave Draper third. This year, the big names were Bill Pearl, Sergio Oliva, and Reg Park again. This clash would take my stride. After all, at 22, I was a veteran in all this, had read all the mags, and was, in my own quiet understanding fashion, a weeder wildcat, a blurb that accompanied many of Uncle Joe's ads of the day. Pearl, at age 42, and after a four-year layoff, came on at 242 pounds and was stupendous. An amalgam of shape and proportion, accentuated by exquisite posing, synchronicity in motion. I was impressed. And then it happened. Out ambled, there's no better word to describe the gate, Sergio Oliva. And on my first sight of him, I shot back in my seat, nearly spilling my ice cream on my flowered, emblazoned shirt. I was shocked. I'd seen all the pics, read all the press, but nothing prepared me for the sight of the myth. He was friggin' huge, a wasp waif seemingly in risk of collapsing under the strain of the mighty dimensions of his upper body. His biceps were like ham hocks, his hanging triceps no less. His deltoids were as round as a shaven head, his chest swelled up like an inflatable life raft. His thighs were so huge, you guessed his tailor would have to work overtime to produce a pair of pants. When he hit the overhead victory pose, the hairs on the back of my head stood up, as did many in the audience. I sat in awe, gobsmacked, by the sheer majesty, the sheer muscle of it all. In the final analysis, Bill Pearl won the contest, but Sergio won my senses. 41 years later, I can state unequivocally that I never again felt such awe in seeing a physique for the first time. Sergio, thanks for all the great memories, and rest in peace. You may have left us, but your legacy will live and be celebrated in our community as long as weights are lifted. There will never, ever be another myth.
It's very, very well written.
He's Peter McGuff. I'm not
very well written. You know, when Michael and I found out, actually, we just watched his son yeah. compete at the Ironman, the NPC Ironman here in Chicago, and he actually won the show. Kid looked amazing. I know he was getting ready for nationals. I know he competed at nationals, but so you know, we were actually talking about him recently, and if you know, you're familiar with the poses that Michael does, he does the victory pose, and you know, he likes doing that to kind of honor those the guys who came before him. So you know, we actually put together a little beside of him doing that and Sergio doing that, and you know, I think it's good that, you know, we can still honor the ones who paved the way beforehand, especially someone like him who, you know, he was such a nice guy and people respected him so much. You know, it wasn't like you had any bad press about the guy. You know what I mean?
You know, Sergio is actually the first Mr. Olympia to yes. die, which is interesting for a sport that most people will say would be considered very unhealthy. It's pretty amazing that we've had, you know, all these, what we had, 13 Olympias, Mr. Olympias now, starting in 1965, I think, with Larry Scott. Nobody has died. And so this is our very first one at 71 years old, Sergio Oliva. So it's pretty sad, but on the other hand, it's pretty amazing that he's the first one.
For sure. Definitely our thoughts and prayers are with, you know, him and his family, as this is tough. I know he was sick for a little while, so yes. Definitely wishes to his family, and, you know, an unfortunate thing, but he does leave a pretty strong legacy, so we can definitely appreciate that.
Yep. Next on our list, Dallas McCarver, the youngest guy to win a pro card since Sean Ray, 21 years old, wins his pro card. Winning the overall title at what show was that? Was that the
USA's?
Did he?
No. North Americans.
He won the overall, winning a national title. 21 years old. He signs just recently. I think yesterday or today signed with BSN, which is an interesting move. You know, BSN is making some different moves. I guess I'm a little surprised. I mean, I don't know the kind of dollar figure that they're paying him or anything like that, but I've kind of got the memo that BSN is moving out of bodybuilding or moving away from bodybuilding. So I'm happy to see Dallas McCarver, not just for him, but for bodybuilding in general, that they did sign him.
Maybe their direction isn't, you know, I'm sure it's still bodybuilding, but, you know, because he's a young guy and not like a super big, massive monster, you know, he may be a little more mainstream.
I don't know. He's a pretty big, possibly. Massive monster. He's 280 pounds.
Well, I just mean because he's young, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he's still fresh. He has a beat body, you know, as much as some of these other guys have. So I don't know if maybe that's a little more of the direction that they want. And like you said, we don't know how much he's getting paid. He may not be getting a whole bunch.
Yeah,
so
it's possible.
You never know. So
yeah, it's definitely possible.
Good for him, though. My God, good for him. I mean, yeah, hell,
and
that's great.
You might be right. You know, appealing. They might even not be looking at it strictly as a bodybuilding standpoint. Just looking at it as like, this guy will appeal to 18 to 21 year old buyers. You know.
Right, and he's not, you know, just a men's physique, a young men's physique guy. You know, he's a bodybuilder. I think people appreciate that.
Next on our list, Jay Cutler signs contract to do the Olympia. You know, this was, I knew that he was going to do the Olympia. I'm not surprised at all. He's told me many times personally that he plans to do it, that there's no stopping him. He is, like, dead set on not only competing at the Olympia, but winning the Olympia. But I was a little surprised that they did backstage at the Nationals that they actually had him sit down and kind of sign the contract officially this early out.
I didn't see that. Maybe I missed that. I know that he said he was going to compete, but I didn't know that they did like a big hoopla about it. Yeah,
well, you know, they videoed it for NBC News Online. You can see the video there. Alan Donnelly is sitting in the middle, the editor-in-chief of NBC News Online. And then they've got Phil on one side and then Jay sitting on the other side signing the contract. And, I guess, you know, obviously the idea, Christina, is that they're going to hype the Olympia because this is, now they have a story. You know, this last Olympia, there was like no real, you know, I guess serious story to build off of because it's Phil Heath coming back and really nobody expected Phil Heath to lose. Now they can build off this. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Now, this is the beginning of the hype train for next year.
Well, I think they need that. I don't think it's a bad idea. They want to get people hyped up. They want to get some talk going, some buzz going. So, you know, because having, you know, Phil there, then it's like, you know, we're officially battling it out. You know what I mean? And that's what people want. That's what the fans like to see.
Yeah. I saw a picture where Phil is holding up the number 3, you know, on his fingers, 3. And Jay is laughing hysterically. So that was I like what they're doing. I like, you know, what we're missing in bodybuilding these days is a good story. So I certainly like to see that they're building a story already, and it's going to be one hell of a show for Robin Chang in the Olympia come next year. This will probably be a record breaker.
It's fun competition. Everyone wants good competition.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, Christina, let's go to a commercial break for a few minutes. We'll be back in just a minute with the conclusion of Access Bodybuilding.
Got it.
HouseofPain.com. The biggest and strongest people in the world wear House of Pain clothing. House of Pain fighters hit harder, and House of Pain lifters are stronger. Put some attitude in your next workout with House of Pain. Check out the latest House of Pain gear at houseofpain.com or call 1-888-463-7246. That's 1-888-463-7246. Unleash your inner beast with House of Pain clothing. Visit houseofpain.com. Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to tadthedietcoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to tadthedietcoach.com or send an email to info@tadthedietcoach.com. Quest Bars from Quest Nutrition is Dave Palumbo's favorite protein bar. It's the only bar that's not simply a candy bar in disguise. There's no sugar or sugar alcohols, no soy, and zero trans fat. Quest Bars contain only the highest grade protein from whey and milk protein isolates. Quest Bars are also the lowest carb bar available, only 4 to 5 grams, and they all come from nuts. Quest Bars are also gluten-free. Quest Bars were specifically made for people who are serious about their physiques and who want the highest quality ingredients. Best of all, they taste great. Learn more about Quest Bars by visiting questproteinbar.com and try them out for yourself. Check out questproteinbar.com now.
Hey man, this is Mike Chain from Six Pack Shortcuts. If you want to build rip muscle fast, then I just posted a new video you've got to see. You can check it out at MikeChainMuscleBuilding.com. In that video, I'll show you why I never do traditional bodybuilding workouts anymore, and I'll show you the insane new style of working out I'm using instead called afterburn training. The reason why I like afterburn training is that it allows me to build lean muscle fast while still staying lean and ripped. So go to MikeChainMuscleBuilding.com now to find out how you can start building muscle faster. One more time, that's MikeChainMuscleBuilding.com. If you want to build rip muscle fast, then I just posted a new video you've got to see. You can check it out at MikeChainMuscleBuilding.com. I'll show you why I never do traditional bodybuilding workouts anymore to find out how you can start building muscle faster. One more time, that's MikeChainMuscleBuilding.com. I'll see you there.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at general nutrition centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
P28 high-protein bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australia. In bodybuilding.
RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Access Bodybuilding. Christina, next on our list is Dan Hill leaves bodybuilding for MMA. Now, before we get to this, do you remember the last story we did about Dan Hill?
I believe this last story about Dan Hill was about him being over at the, was it the Arnold Europe?
FIBO. Wasn't it FIBO? Was it Arnold Europe or FIBO?
I think it was, now that you mentioned, I think it was FIBO, because it was in Germany, I believe, he had apparently had a big altercation with his fiance, girlfriend, and she was yelling, he was yelling, and word on the street was that he punched her.
So, in the face.
In the face.
In the face. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, or maybe he discovered after that that he had a love for violence or whatever, but he took that and... This is the letter he wrote. This is what he wrote on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Dear friends and followers, after the great IFBB Nordic Pro Show in September and 5 years in the professional bodybuilding scene, I would like to announce that I'm currently starting a new journey in the fighting world. I'm preparing for my first MMA fight at the beginning of 2013, and I would like to thank all of my supporters and sponsors of the past who enabled me to live the life of my choice now. Bodybuilding opened doors to America, made me find partners in business and private life, and last but not least, leading me to the fabulous Las Vegas in my current home, where I'm blessed to be a part of pro MMA training camp with an outstanding coaches, team, and athletes. I'm looking forward to introduce you all to my new world and my journey from pro bodybuilder to the ultimate fighter, Dan Hill.
Okay. All right. Sounds like he found something he really loves.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I hate to say it. It's not like he was, you know, making all these crazy waves as a bodybuilder. So, you know, maybe he can... you know, make a little more, a little bigger name for himself in a different sport.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't think we've ever had a, well, we, you know who's actually made money, doing bodybuild for going from bodybuilding to fighting MMA is our buddy, now I'm losing the name. We did a story on him with the enormous arms. Robert Bernanke. Robert Bernanke. Yeah, he made good money, six figure money, doing fighting back in his homeland. They wanted to see him fight one of their champions, and he went over there and I believe he won pretty solidly, although the fight looked kind of funny. So I'm hoping, I guess, for Dan Hill's sake that he's a little better than Robert.
Well, you know, it may be different. Is he going to be doing anything overseas, or he's staying? Because I know he's kind of always been all over the place. Is he going to be in Las Vegas? Is he in California? Where is he, and where is he doing this?
Well,
you know?
If he wants to be an Ultimate Fighter, I'm supposing UFC is based in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that's what he's planning on doing, right?
I'm going to assume. I don't know. I didn't know if you had any other details.
Yeah, I've got no other details. I haven't contacted Dan Hill. We'll certainly see where it goes. Like you said, he wasn't making waves in bodybuilding. He's actually a very young guy. People don't realize.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
he?
Very young. He's not even 30 yet, I don't think.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he looks a little older, but no, he's not even 30, I don't think.
Fair enough.
There you go. So let's talk about NPC Nationals in review for a few minutes. Starting off, people, if you have not been checking the boards, the internet, or anything else, you may not know, Brian Yerski won the overall, is the national champion for 2012, beating a very, very good Justin Compton, among others, who won their classes. The top two guys in each class win their pro card, which is interesting because now we got a whole, 12 new pros, men's pros, including Justin Compton, who in a lot of people's mind should have won the overall. It's really debatable, you know, who won. Brian Yerski was bigger for sure. Justin Compton has a, you know, better shape and everything. What did you think? You were there.
Yeah. I probably would have had Compton winning personally, but it's one of those things that, you know, Yerski's been banging it out for a long time, right? You know, and I feel like it was his turn. You know what I mean? I really felt like he looked great. It was definitely an earned spot. He had to fight for it at the same time, but I probably would have given it to Compton. But the same respect, seeing Yerski's background, knowing how many times he's been there trying to get it, I think he deserved it personally.
Yeah, absolutely. There is something to be said about how often he tried, how many times he's tried, how much change has occurred in his physique. He's really matured tremendously.
Yep.
You know, he took Chad Nichols and him started working together about 2 years ago, and I remember how big he got. He got like 310 pounds. This is a blimp of a man, and I remember thinking to myself, "Is this gonna end up working out for him, or is this gonna be, you know, a horrible mistake?" And Chad definitely knows his stuff, and Brian's certainly a hard worker because he made that work, man. He melted off that fat. He suffered, and he got into great shape both times, last year at Nationals, and then again this year with additional size. And you know, he did it. You know, he did it, and he has a brand new daughter. He brought up her on stage at the end, which I thought was really cool.
She's adorable. She looks like just like him too. Just like him. Not too much as his wife, and his wife is beautiful, but she looks just like her dad.
Yeah, and he was holding her up and very proud of her, and I'm sure that's pictures that she will see and remember. You know, it'll be pretty neat for both of them.
Oh yeah, sure.
He was very, very happy and excited by this whole thing, and him and Chad are going to go back to the drawing board, and it sounds like we're going to be seeing Brian next year on the pro stage. He said late in the year, which is a good thing. I don't like to see. I'm not a fan of guys taking a long time off. We've seen a lot of guys do that, and only rarely, you know, does that ever work out.
Well, I think sometimes too they're trying to, you know, be too big because they know they're going up against some big boys, but at the same time, you know, still can't risk losing, like we've talked about before, risk losing your conditioning, risk losing your symmetry, and all of that. So I think taking some time off is good because you do need to put on some quality size, but you don't want to take that much time off just to get sloppy, you know?
I agree. Justin Compton, 24 years old. You know, when you think back on who has turned pro at this age, at that age group, there's very few guys. And of the guys, I try to think back who was as good as Justin Compton was at 24. It's very rare. You got somebody like Sean Ray, who was extremely good. And But I really can't think of many guys who turn pro at that young of age that's as good as Justin Compton is. I can see him being a really good pro. So very complete guy.
Who does he work with again? Who does he work with again?
He works with Fakhri Mubarak.
That's what I thought. I couldn't remember.
Him and Fakhri. You know, Fakhri wrote on Facebook that he's looking forward to working with Justin for a long time. And the funny thing is that Justin could work with him for 10 years and only be 34. You know?
Exactly. He's got some time.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. That's what me and PJ Braun were talking about it today. You know, even if it takes him 10 years to fully mature, he'll still only be 34. He could be Mr. Olympia at 34. Phil Heath will be long retired by then.
True. Good point.
Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
So the kid's got a very bright future. As long as he doesn't do anything crazy and mess himself up in any way, he's got a very bright future. Extremely nice guy. He is a mortgage loan officer.
Okay.
At the desk. Yeah, all day. And he says he loves that job because he can sit and eat. And, you know.
I was just going to say that he probably likes it because he can just sit there and eat half the day. So yeah. That's good. Good for him.
And I happen to know that Justin has some sponsorship offers as of right now. So I would not be surprised if you see Justin with a very nice sponsorship deal very soon in December for sure.
Early congratulations to him.
Yeah, early congratulations. So very cool for both of those guys. You want to go through some of the other winners that stuck out to you?
Yeah, I've got the list right here. So let's see. Although it is pretty cool when you look at the list, and usually there's like a million figure, physique, bikini, pro cards, and there's, you know, just as many men's pro cards as there were bikini pro cards this time.
So
that's good. Let me just try to think of anyone else stood out to me. I mean,
Tony West. That's one that stood out to me.
Who was Tony West?
She. Tony West is a she who won the.
Oh yeah, physique. Yes.
She's awesome, man. Awesome. Yes. Very impressed with her.
I liked her. She's. I think I haven't talked to her. I know I'm friends with her on Facebook, and I was watching kind of her progress go along. Very pretty girl too, and I think she had a good look. Audrey Presson, she's from the Chicago area. She took second in her class. She's been doing the same thing. I think she's got a good look. I feel like this time they kind of nailed the women's physique, if you will.
Yeah, they had a more definite idea of what they were looking for.
100%. Same thing with the figure overall winner, Nicole Sims. I thought the same thing with her as well. So I think they got a good handle on it.
Bikini was all over the place, but other than that, they were pretty good.
Yeah, I think nowadays bikini's always all over the place. So.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a good show. I feel like it was a good turnout. So many people. I mean, even for men's physique, they had, you know, 7 height classes, which is crazy.
Let's talk about money for a second. Everybody's always interested in money. The entry fee for this thing was what, $200?
Entry fee?
I think it was $200 entry
fee. No, I think it's either $75 or $100.
No, definitely not $75 or $100.
No, I'm just saying that because I did the show 2 years ago. So
it went up since then. Let's see. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up.
I think maybe when I did it, it was $125. That sounds about right. So you could be right.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm pulling it up so we can find out. Oh, no, I'm not. So one thing, as I look this up.
Either way, even if it is $200, we'll just pretend it's $200.
Okay. Well, I want to be accurate. You know what I mean? I want to be accurate. But the one thing I can tell you for sure is that the night show tickets were completely sold out, which was pretty unbelievable. I never heard of such a thing before, you know?
Yeah.
Selling out all the, there's a lot of seats in there, don't you think?
Yes. It's a pretty big venue. And it wasn't as if everyone was in there at one time. You know, so when I saw that the tickets had sold out, I was a little, I don't want to say I was surprised, but when you go in the venue, it's not like there was only standing room left, because I think it being such a big show, when people saw, you know, their figure girl, they just left, you know? And then when people saw their bikini, they just left. So there wasn't a solid group of, you know, audience members in there at one time, if that makes sense.
Right. No, absolutely. You're definitely right. It wasn't totally booked, totally full at any one time. There were a lot of people. I guess if you look at it, they had around at least 1,000 seats in there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And at least. There's got to be probably more, but let's just say 1,000. And the cheap tickets were $75 for the night show. The expensive tickets were $125. We had over 1,000 competitors paying $200. It's $200. I was right.
Mm-hmm.
$200. If you're late, it's $400. So let's say the average, we'll say average at $200 for 1,000 competitors. That's $200,000 right there.
Yeah. crazy.
I mean, it's a lot of money for this. They did very, very, very well.
And then with all the, you know, extra pro cards, those are $200 a piece.
$200 for each one of those for your membership per year.
Yeah, and that's assuming that all of them, you know, apply for it and send it in. And, of course, who wouldn't? So this is a good business to be in.
that's actually an interesting thing. I wonder if we could – I mean, I guess there's probably no way to figure it out. Those numbers aren't available, I'm sure. But it would be interesting to see how many people don't buy their pro card, at least for the first year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody has to do it, right? It has to be like 99%.
I would say, especially that first time. Maybe not the second time if they don't continue to compete. Maybe they get a little discouraged possibly with their first year. You know what I mean? Maybe they don't continue.
A lot of the girls must not do it at all. If you think about it, Christina, they must get their pro card and not compete. Because like you said, all these girls, I mean, we get how many girls a year turn pro in bikini? Like well over 100, right?
I'll say just for this card on hand the first time, I'll say almost all of them will do it, but I'll say I don't know many of them renew it after that next year to compete the next year after they're pro.
All right. I agree with that. So anyway, Christina, that's it. That was Nationals in review, and that was also Access Bodybuilding for this week. We will be back next week at our regularly scheduled time. And
that sounds so professional. Regularly scheduled time, regularly scheduled programming. It sounds very professional, Aaron.
You're growing up. I try.
Growing up. Yeah. How can people get a hold of us, Aaron?
They can get a hold of me by emailing me at AaronSingerman@RxMuscle.com. Christina?
They can email me, Christina, CRISTINA, at RxMuscle.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Christina Voynich. You can also follow Muscle Girls @MuscleGirlsInc. We have IFBB Figure Pro, Natalie Waples from Canada on. Very pretty girl, very nice girl. So listen to us this week. We also talk about sabotaging your diet, like friends and family who specifically choose to sabotage your diet, whether you're a competitor or just someone who wants to eat right. So good show coming up.
Very cool. Very cool, Christina. All right. That's it for this week. See you next week.
Peace out. Let the blood stains